Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Living True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about people's perspective, what they know, what they don't know, their awareness, how aware are they of their own situations, of their own circumstances, of their own feelings. How often do people also offer advice? I find this interesting too. We can take advice, we can listen to people give us advice, but where is the advice coming from, and how do we know that's advice that we should be taking? You know, whether it's self-awareness or understanding if somebody has been in a similar position before, all these things are very interesting. And I find that the human condition in and of itself is so interesting because so many people are here on the planet interpreting things completely differently. Absolutely differently. And I find it interesting, you know, like when people talk to their friends about relationship issues or what have you, and you can find yourself blue in the face trying to explain to that person what's going on and in-depth situations and what's been happening in the situation that just took place yesterday and how that's impacting you and how that, you know, makes you feel and asking them for advice. And so then you're getting advice from someone's interpretation of what you've told them. So basically what you're telling them, they're interpreting that in a certain way, hearing it in a certain way, usually based on the past and situation that they've been in, and then they go from there to make their decisions on how to respond back to you, whether they agree with you, disagree with you, what have you, or they find fault in what you did, or they find fault in what the other person did. And I'll give you a really good example, because it could be something very simple, and I know that many of you go to friends or family and you ask for really deep relationship advice, like marital advice, or, you know, advice around a divorce, or deciding to get married to somebody, and you're looking for them to have all the answers to these questions. And sometimes you can get a little, well, just stressed out because they just don't have the answers, or they're giving you advice that doesn't seem correct, or they're giving you advice that is extreme. A good example of extreme advice is when you're in a situation and people are, you just need to get out of that relationship. You need to be over this by now. I don't understand what's wrong with you. Or you should have gotten divorced by now. Or why haven't you left this person? This person's really bad for you. Why is that? And there's many reasons why somebody stays in a relationship. There's many reasons why we do. And a lot of those reasons can't all be communicated, but also a lot of people give advice when they've never been in a situation like that before. They've never experienced it. And so they're giving advice to you about something that they do not know very much about. Or they may be giving you advice about a situation for you, but not even realize that they should probably be taking their own advice. And so let's look at how easy, you know, a situation can be looked at differently by different people. And I want to break it down in a way that it's something so simple that it's not really that questionable, just so we can all talk about it in a realistic way instead of talking about emotions and hypothesis and past situations and upbringing and, you know, and all that stuff, you know, that we put into that. So let's talk about something that we don't really need to look at that about. I mean, we can if we want to go deep down the rabbit hole, but we don't necessarily have to do it. So let's think about that. So in the beginning, let's talk about a situation. You go to a grocery store, okay? You're minding your own business. You're in the grocery store. You're in the produce area. You're grabbing some tomatoes and maybe some basil, and you're going to make something that night. And a woman literally runs up over your foot with her cart, and then, you know, tells you off. Okay? And, you know, that seems pretty simple, and then leaves. So to us, I mean, for most people, you'd be like, wow, that's really crazy and not very nice and really mean, and that woman should have apologized, and she obviously had some sort of issue going on, and we ramble on and on about that. But if you called, let's just say you called 10 different people, and you know how we do when things like that happen to us that we're not expecting, we call people, we get on the horn, can you believe this happened to me? Can you believe, we might even put it on Facebook or social media. We might even talk about it on Instagram. Can you believe this happened to me? What's the reason for this? Why would somebody do this to me? And you're going to have multiple responses to that question. Now, this seems pretty easy. Somebody, like, really just went off on you that you didn't know, ran over your foot and then told you off, which is like somebody cutting you off in traffic and then giving you the bird. Much like that. However, you might get one person that says, hey, that person's really bad. You should have reported them to the manager of the store. You know, another person might say, hey, that person must have been having a really bad day. You know, you just gotta let it go. You know, life's like that. Sometimes people are having a bad day, man. You never know what they're going through. You know, they could be going through hell and back, you know, and it's just your foot. It doesn't hurt that much anymore, does it? I mean, big deal. Get over it. You know, that toxic positivity type person, too. You gotta think about that as well. Or you might have somebody saying, hey, what did you do? Did you provoke her? Did you say something to her? Were you rude? Did you cut her off? Was it something you did? Because it had to be something you did. You're just probably not aware of the actions that you take in public. You might not be aware of yourself completely. You know, and then someone else could be like, you should have called the police. That was BS. Other people might just laugh. Wow, that's par for the course. You know, same crap, different day. You know, so you're definitely going to get lots of different responses for that one situation. That seems pretty cut and dry. I mean, to me, I don't know about you, but meaning the fact that they didn't have any communication, and you hope that your friend has some sort of social and personal awareness, that they know that they did or did not do anything to hurt this person, that they did not know this person prior to the altercation, and that nothing happened prior to the altercation, then you would just say, like, yeah, this person seems to be kind of not in their right mind or in a bad mood, and, you know, it's horrible that that happened to you. I hope your day got better. Hopefully you won't run into that person again. You know, really sad that that happened to you. But, you know, there's multiple layers, because somebody could be coming from the position of having a bad day that day when you ask them their opinion. Other people may have had something like that similar happen. You should have called the cops. You should have gone after her. You should have gotten her on. You should have photographed her or videotaped her on your iPhone. It could have been multiple situations that you get. So that's about something so simple as a woman running over your foot with her shopping cart at the grocery and then getting mad at you. Okay. So you see here, there's interpretations of events, right? The interpretation of the event and, you know, what happened in that situation. You also take into consideration the person you're telling. Do they have any experience with this event or an event similar, an adjacent event, a similar event? Okay. Or do they have no such clue about this and have never experienced this in their life and have no idea about an event like that? Also, have they ever been to a grocery store? You know, I mean, there's multiple things. Have they been to a grocery store? Have they, you know, have they dealt with somebody with a bad attitude? You know, or do they have a bad attitude? You know, how do they feel about grocery stores? Do they get stressed? You know, about grocery shopping. Some people get stressed about it. Some people get overwhelmed by it. Too many things to choose from. Too much stuff to get. They forget things, so they get very stressed at the grocery store. So they've had stressful experiences at the grocery. Okay. Now, there's a reason for this whole entire dialogue. I'm sure you know, after you've probably listened to multiple shows of Liberty True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, and I like to go in-depth with these types of things and really analyze these things because it's important that we really see things truthfully in the way that the world works right now. Okay, also, you know, the thing is, too, is that if somebody has had somebody go off on them, you know, how does that feel? How do they interpret that, you know? You know, also, who are they to you? So who are you to them? What is your, you know, where are you? Are you a friend? You know, a bestie? You know, are you their son or daughter? Who are you to them? Okay? And then also you got the people that are either always toxically positive. And some of them don't have to be toxically positive. Some of them are just really, really positive. You might have the person that's constantly, you know, feeling, you know, for the person, you know, that has the outbursts, you know, whether or not they outburst a lot, but you know how that goes. So the person that feels for it, it's almost like when you're in the car and somebody cuts you off and the passenger gets mad at you and you're like, whoa, wait a second. One, we're family, and two, where the heck is this coming from? Because this is not going to work in my vehicle. Okay, this is not going to work. You also have the person that's going to take your position inside at all times. And then you're going to have some of those interesting characters in your life that are going to always take the opposite side. They're, as we call them, devil's advocate. So what did you do? What was going on? Had you had anything to drink on the way to the grocery store? You know, how was your blood sugar level? What kind of attitude were you in? Were you on the phone? You might have not even realized what was going on. You might have been on the phone. You could have had those earbuds in. She thought you were talking to her. She got those earbuds in all the time. I know you, you know, lots of different little judgments and, you know, things that are at your expense, you know. But we have those folks in our life too, right? So, now we're talking about here a grocery store situation with a woman that runs over our foot. Mm-hmm. With the cart, and then tells us off in so many words. So that's what we're dealing with. So now let's take that and turn that concept around to a marriage or relationship. Okay? So the grocery store becomes the relationship marriage. Okay, we understand why we were talking about fear in the grocery store, right? So that becomes that. Okay. And then, you know, the situation is a constant situation ensuing between two people on a daily basis. So on a daily basis, you could have multiple situations like this, congruent to each other, back to back, constant situations of good, bad, and different, highs and lows, ups and downs, extremes, black and white, middle ground. You could have all these things going on. You know, so example, you know, her, you know, running over your foot, you know, maybe kicking you or, you know, or pinching you or making a snide comment about how big your head is or any sort of comments in between in that situation and then telling you off. Okay, so this can happen in any sort of relationship. So let's say it's a long-term romantic relationship. Let's say it's a long-term marriage. And that's the marriage is the grocery store. The situation is a situation that takes place this yesterday in your relationship. And then, you know, whether that adds fuel to the fire, if this is common situation, is this a normal way of doing things, what have you. These are the things that we have to look at. And then as you're sharing this with people in your group, so whether it's, you know, we have to look at the family, right? Your mom, dad, maybe you're close to your bro or your sister, right? What about your bestie? You know, if it's your best guy friend, your best girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Whoever that is. What about your therapist, your life coach? Okay, how do they see it? All right. Okay, what about the folks that you might go to the bar and have a drink with? How do they see it? Okay, so think about it. So all these folks are going to give you different advice and see things differently. So some people are going to take your side. Some people are definitely not going to take your side because they never take your side. You start wondering why you hang out with these people when they never take your side. That should be another show because that in and of itself is a situation and a red flag. However, you're going to have people that also, well, what did you say and how did that happen and how did they respond to what you say and how do you feel about what they, okay, so, but the thing is, you know how much time it takes to really tell somebody all the factual evidence about a situation that took place in a relationship because it's predicated on multiple days, multiple months, multiple years of this relationship. And this is either a cyclical thing or it's a rare thing. But, you know, when it's cyclical, you have something to kind of base it on. But again, you know, people could also question your interpretation, how you're interpreting it. You know, where is your mind at? You know, did you provoke it? I mean, all these things are very interesting because people are going to ask you those questions. And so when we return, I'm going to be talking, digging deep into this because I think it's time. Because really, honestly, you know, we're all living this world. We're all in our own mind. We're all in our own heads. And the fact that we get along most of the time is probably a really good thing because otherwise most of us are probably not even living on the same planet. So stay tuned because I got lots more information for you and some fun stuff today. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know it. I think I'll be back this time in two shakes.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Tree Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about interpretation. I'm talking about dealing with the situation, explaining a situation about your life, and trying to get advice from somebody, whether it's a family member, a mom, dad, a brother, sister, a bestie, your therapist, your life coach, your buddies at the bar, whoever it is, and asking them to get their advice, or even them not even asking, you're not even asking them for advice. They're actually giving you advice about a situation in your life that they may not know that much about. Their interpretation of the situations of what's going on can be very different than what reality is. You know, their background and knowledge of the situation could be limited at best. You know, maybe they are also not looking at their own problems and situation in their life, which is always very interesting because many of us overlook our own problems and issues, and it's a lot easier to talk about other people's problems and issues and make those bigger than life so we can talk about those and offset our own problems. You know, when I was talking about the example of the grocery store, right? And you're in the grocery store and you're minding your own business and you're in the produce area and you got your little cart and you're grabbing some stuff, and then all of a sudden this woman runs up on your foot, runs over your foot with the cart, and then tells you to go, you know, screw off, you know, and you're just like, what? You know, and it's completely out of the blue. You know, you weren't expecting it, but you know, how many people would interpret that differently? What had you done? Did you provoke her? Were you not paying attention? Da da da. Maybe she's in a bad mood. Oh, depressed, you're probably having a bad day, you need to let things happen. You know, sometimes, you know, things are happening to people. You don't know all the pain and suffering they're going through. You should just let it go, you know, let it go. Be happy that you're okay. And then you have people that don't even listen to any of that that you're saying because you automatically had something to do with it. You know, there's something wrong with you. And that applies to a relationship. We have a tendency of asking people close to us about our relationship, or people close to us have a tendency of thinking that we want their advice, when really, honestly, probably not necessary. I've found that any time that you get advice from someone that you know on a personal level, so I'm not talking about, you know, your therapist, your coach, but somebody you know on a personal level, like somebody that your actions affect them, they are going to have their opinion on your choices. And that opinion directly relates to what they feel and what works best for them. Now, you're going to have some people that will say, you know, hey, I care about you and I want you to choose whatever's right for you. You choose what's right for you. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to be okay with it. But know that, you know, I want you to choose what's best for you, and I want things to work out for you, and, you know, even if this is not really what I feel is best for you. Now, there's not a lot of people, though, that are going to say that. There's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to have their thoughts already. They're going to have their thoughts about what you should be doing already, and they're going to make their decisions based on that. And they're going to give you some advice that you probably have not asked for. And some of that advice is going to also make you feel kind of bad. A lot of this advice sometimes, when it's not what we really need to hear, is stuff about how we haven't done something right, or how we've been late to the game, or how we've been dealing with this. And I'm sure most of us know to some degree already what's already happening. It's not like we're an idiot. We don't see it in our own life. For sure we see it. Sometimes we'd like to not see it. Sometimes like we'd like to ignore it, maybe put it on the back burner for a little bit and not deal with it. But, you know, it is what it is. But it's interesting how people will give us this advice even when their life is not at its peak as well. And I find that interesting, too, when we begin to pull back the layers of the onion and we begin to realize that the person that's giving us this advice is also having multiple challenges in their life, but not looking at those challenges, not dealing with them effectively, and definitely not taking their own advice, because they might be in a relationship that's horrible that they've stayed in for 30 years, but they're telling you that the first fight you have with your spouse, that it's time for you to leave and you need to grow a pair and you need to move on. And so, honestly, we're going to be deep diving and having some fun here in the next segment talking about this type of advice and ways of offsetting it, because what I've seen is that this type of advice can be actually very negative when it comes to life changes for us, and it can make us focus on the wrong things. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Gurdis, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Lawyers representing former President Trump are expected to file challenges, possibly as early as Tuesday, against recent decisions in Maine and Colorado that would prevent him from being on the GOP primary ballot in those states. According to a New York Times report, Trump is optimistic that the Supreme Court will overwhelmingly rule against the decisions, but he speculates that conservative justices might dissent to avoid being perceived as politically motivated. A spokesman for Trump accused Democrats in blue states of unconstitutionally suspending the civil rights of the American voters by seeking to exclude Trump from the ballot.
Mayors in sanctuary cities like New York City, Denver, and Chicago are working to decrease the influx of migrants arriving by bus from Texas. Democratic mayors are condemning Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's actions and are also pointing out perceived shortcomings in the Biden administration's response. Abbott contends that his state is grappling with overwhelming challenges due to the immigrant crisis. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about advice. I've been talking about advice that we give from friends, family members, our mothers, our fathers, our besties. And, you know, looking at that advice and analyzing, is that advice good for us? Does it resonate with us? Do they understand my plight? Do they understand where I am? Are they able to give this advice? That's a big one, you know. You know, are they able to actually give this advice? I mean, if somebody has never been married and they're giving you advice about your marriage and you've been married for 20 years, it might not be the actual person you should be taking the advice from. Okay? Like I say to my clients, if somebody is in addiction and they're in an addiction crisis and they're in an addiction, you need to go to somebody that has been addicted. You need to go to somebody that has gotten over addiction, has been sober for at least 10 years, and can help you to see about addiction and understand addiction. You don't need to deal with somebody that's never been addicted. Okay? Because they understand where somebody's coming from that is addicted in this moment. And so really, are they able to speak this advice? Are they able to speak to it? Are they able to connect with you? Can they resonate with that? Does that make sense? And that's one of the first takeaways, you know, that I think, you know, are they able to dispense this advice? First and foremost, good question. Now, I'm not saying that you should look them right in the face and say, hey, man, you've never been married. There's no way in hell I'm taking advice from you. Thank you so much. Have a good day. No, you just, okay, well, I appreciate your advice. Thank you. Thank you. Now, another thing, too, that I find is that a lot of people are willing to dispense advice when it comes to your marriage, your relationship, what you do and the things that you do in your life, you know, the stuff you do. I call it the stuff you do, because it's true. People are always like judging what you're doing. You know, I think that what you're doing is right, wrong, misguided, whatever other word they want to use in there. I think also a lot of people give advice on what they think is best for you. What do they think is best for you? Whether it's relationship changes, job changes, you know, career changes, housing changes, you know, moving across the country to live somewhere else because you should be living in here. You should live there. That's a good spot for you. It's like, wow, you put a lot of thought into where I should be living. Maybe you should put some thought into where you should be living at. And what you should be doing right now and what you should have done. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the biggest things people will tell you advice. Now, some of you might just say it's judgment. Okay, but we're looking at it from advice from the standpoint today. You know, I don't want to sit there and get everybody up in arms and angry when somebody tries to give them a piece of advice. Some of you may feel like it is judgment, and from some people, maybe it is judgment, and that needs to be evaluated as well. You know, what is the difference between judgment, you know, versus advice? Because I think anybody can judge anybody, and that's where there's a big issue is that, you know, I find it very funny how there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, beat the spirituality drum. We call these spiritual bypassers, okay, and that's something that I want to talk about in another episode as well, is the spiritual bypassing that's happening in the world around us today, and a lot of people out there that sit there and say, oh, I do this, and I'm so spiritual, and so deep, but yet they turn around and judge a good friend of theirs, and they make judgment. Instead of sitting there talking and having a conversation and being able to discuss, you know, rationally and considerately and thinking about that consciously, they just don't want to do it. So they become very judgy in nature. And so, yeah, we'll do another show too about judgment versus advice, as well as another one on spiritual bypassing. And once you catch that with somebody, you know, you just got to let that go because it's easy for people to judge other people's choices. But it's difficult for them to look at their own choices. And so that's a big one. So, yeah, so they like most people like to give you advice based on your own marriage or your relationship that you're in. You know, the things that you do, what's best for you, and what you should be doing or what you should have done. Okay. Now, what I've realized, though, is I've kind of come up with a criteria. Okay, so this criteria on wrong advice, what I would consider bad advice, versus right advice. So good advice versus bad advice. And how to judge it. So you got bad advice versus good. We'll start with the bad and look at the good because, you know, sometimes we just got to start with the bad first, you know. And I'm not trying to be all black and white here. It's not black and white. But there's positive advice. There's helpful advice. So maybe that it could be considered, you know, maybe hurtful. But see, again, you know, people say, well, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. So we'll just say not the best type of advice. Okay, let's get a little homogenized there and, you know, roll it around and have some fun with our PC world. And so what are some of the ways that we know that we're not getting the best of advice? Okay. Well, the first thing is that usually when you're getting this advice, it makes you feel pretty bad. Like, it really takes you down to your core and makes you question your reality, and you feel bad about yourself. You might even feel super sad. You kind of just start, like, disconnecting at that point. So you told this person whatever you told them. You've elaborated about your life. You've had that conversation. And then all of a sudden, they're kind of basically, you know, beating you down, you know, with their responses and what they think you should do. And you begin to, what I feel is that it makes you close up. So you begin to feel overwhelmed. You feel drained. you know, you feel sad, you feel discouraged. These are all very interesting, you know, words when you think about it, because discouraged is a very interesting word that has a lot of feelings to me. You feel discouraged. You also don't want to continue the conversation. You don't want to continue talking to them. You don't want to continue the conversation. You're wishing that you hadn't told them what you had told them. You're wishing that you hadn't told them anything. You were hoping that you hadn't told them anything, and now you're really kind of upset with yourself about feeling as though you could trust this person with this information. You're feeling kind of hurt, and you're also what I would consider a little bit like raw. So like you're feeling raw because it's like a raw nerve. You're feeling raw because this person is now kind of what you feel. It goes from advice to judgy. And I think that's another thing too, is that when it's not the good advice, when it's the wrong advice, it makes you feel also kind of maybe upset with yourself. Because when we're getting the good advice, or what I consider the true advice, or, you know, maybe the true advice, you know, because we're all about living our true life, is that we might not feel like elated about it. It might not be like, oh my God, this is the best advice in the world, and this is going to be so super simple. No, but it makes you feel safe. Like you say, okay, you know, it might not be the easiest of things, but I realize that this has some truth and merit into it, and I do need to look at it from that perspective. And so you feel safe in the understanding that and acknowledging that. It also doesn't feel judgy. So that's another piece of it too, is that it doesn't feel judgy. You know, the judgy part doesn't seem to exist. And when you get rid of that judgy part, all of a sudden things seem to feel a little better. When you get rid of that judgy part, it doesn't seem so bad. You know, it actually seems not so bad at all. You actually kind of go, huh, it's really not that bad. You know, I think also when we get this type of true advice, okay, you know, we also feel good about the source where it's coming. So we feel good about the source where it's coming. Like, so we feel like, okay, you know, because we know that this person's probably gone through it. They have some experience. Perhaps we've helped them as well. Also, you know, it's not judgy, and they're probably saying a lot of, you know, hey, there's no judgment here, and I care about how you feel, and, you know, it's up to you, but here are some of the things that I'm seeing. You know, like when clients work with me, I mean, that's the thing, is that it's not about me making decisions for them or passing at all any judgment. It is literally like, hey, here's the situation. Let's look at it from all angles. Let's look at it from every side of the coin. Let's figure it out, and then let's manage it from there, and then what do we do next? How do we move forward? What is the next step? And these are very important things to take into consideration and things that we have to learn and understand and we can grow from as well. So I also believe, though, too, when we're getting that true advice, that good advice, we also can process it and think about it. We have time to begin to process it. We have time to think about it. And then we even allow them to be let in more as we process more of the advice. So as we process more, we allow them more into our life. We allow them to be a part more in our life. And we also trust more with them. We have gained trust through the situation. We've gained trust in the situation, which really helps go a long way with our situation. And then, we also know where the advice is coming from, and we accept the source from where it comes from. And oftentimes, too, with this advice, it's usually advice that we've actually asked for from a particular person that we've sought. And not every person that you're going to seek out their advice is going to give you proper advice. Sorry, I wish I could say that. Not going to happen. However, that also can give you a bird's eye view into who are the people that you should be asking the advice from. Who are the people that you should communicate with? And who are the people that you should also maybe keep a little bit at arm's distance that might not be giving you the best of advice and might not understand your life? Because I've also had many clients come to me because they say, you know, hey, I was given advice from my brother, my sister, a parent, a family member, and quite honestly, it made me feel super bad. It made me feel really bad, and it made me upset, and I felt really bad about myself, and I felt a lot of shame. And that's when they come to me, and we have to walk through, first off, what's going on, understand the situation. Usually it's a relationship issue or something else that other people are upset with them about, or see the problems or whatever that is. And so we have to process all that, go through that, try to figure out what's best for the client, what they need to do, and that takes some time. And then we have to get past all this other advice that's been given that's been making them question themselves on a daily basis. And that's something that we definitely want to do and be able to process that on a daily basis, and that can work very well. However, remember, most people don't go to a third party to get advice, which they need to, because that third party will give them advice that is not at all one-sided or the other, because many times, you know, people give advice based on what they like, what they dislike, what they want more of. You know, if you're at a family reunion and you can't stand someone's wife, you know, you're going to tell them all the reasons why they need to, you know, get away from this person. You're going to give them all the reasons, tell them all the stuff, because you don't want to see them at the family reunions. You don't want to spend time with them. And there's multiple reasons, you know. And it's also, too, is that a lot of times when you're not listening from a trained ear and you're not catching and asking all the questions, we can make decisions, or we can give people advice and lean them in a direction that might not be a healthy direction for them. You know, it might not be a healthy direction for them. I mean, we can hear people because we have our, we think a certain thing about them, or we feel a certain way about them, and we might be giving them the completely wrong advice than they need. And that's not what we want to do. We don't want to give that completely wrong advice. We don't want to do that. We don't want to make that happen in our life. And we want to move forward with the proper advice if we're going to listen to it and how we're going to take that advice. So very important stuff there, and things that we have to adhere to and look at. And I think these are important aspects of our life and things that we need to understand. So when you think about that, if you've been given any sort of bad advice, wrong advice, hurtful advice, how did you interpret that, and what did you do with that? How did you dispose of that? How did you deal with that? Because I think many times that type of advice is harmful because we internalize the pain. We internalize what's happening, and then we almost have a state of inaction. We get into a state of inaction where we don't do things. We're in a state of inaction where we don't get things done, and because we're too busy beating ourselves up for what happened instead of looking at it from a holistic point of view. When we do get that better, that true, that good advice, I feel like that's something that we can kind of lean into. But I think also, too, ultimately, there can be hard experiences, but we ultimately have to figure out what we're going to do and the direction that we're going to do it in. And that's what I think is so important to understand and to process at this time. And so thinking about those types of things and thinking about advice and also thinking about how people think differently. You know, remember, people have different personalities. They see things different. They process things different. Different things have happened to them in their life. Lots of different things that lead to different experiences. These different experiences color the way that they see the world. And that directly relates to how they're going to respond or see your experience. They're not going to see your experience any different. You know, or they're going to see your experience very different. They're not going to understand where you're coming from. They're not going to understand your choices. They're going to question why you chose something. And that is very interesting to think about. That's some very highly thoughtful processing here that we need to think about and understand and gain some knowledge into before we accept certain things or certain thoughts into our life that can get us off track from where we need to be at in our day-to-day life. And we already have lots of stress and anxiety in our life. There's things that are going on that we would like to change or see different. And the last thing we want to be doing is really super questioning ourselves when we don't need to be, because that's just going to lead to more stress and anxiety that we don't necessarily need in our life. And so being able to analyze, is this person able to give me advice, to give me the right advice, to give me the proper advice, to give me this advice that they're giving me, and should I take it? You know, and should I take it? That's a big question, and that's up to you. That is up to you for you to analyze and you to understand and process. And those are things that can really be helpful in our situation and in our life, because that can take a lot of guesswork out of things, and it can also create a lot more calmness and peace in our life. So stay tuned when I return. Be wrapping it up and giving some really cool nuggets of advice to help out in this situation that can help you or help a friend as well. So Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about getting advice and understanding if that person that's giving you advice, do they have the ability to actually give this advice, and is it helpful? Many of us are given advice that can be helpful, and some of us are given advice that is not helpful. It actually makes us more stressed out, makes us sad, makes us feel like we're stuck, makes us feel overwhelmed, or we can't change anything. We internalize the pain and begin to go after ourselves and beat ourselves down, and in the process, we lose sight of what we need to deal with. And so we begin to find, there's got to be something wrong with me, there's got to be something wrong with me, there's got to be something wrong with me. And that is my version of the wrong advice, is when we start turning it around. Yes, we might not always be perfect, and sure, there might be things that we need to change, but I find that when the right advice is given, it's given more of many questions for you to analyze your situation and think what's best for you. It's not about judgment. Oh, this person's going to do this or that to you, or oh, you better watch out for this, or oh, you better watch out for that. It's more about questions. And that's why, you know, as a therapist and a coach, you know, I have the therapists that work with me, coaches that work with me, and then myself, we ask those questions. You know, the questions are what's in that. That's the stuff that we got to get to. That's the stuff that we got to jump into to find the truth. That's how we find the truth in a situation. That's how we help you to find the truth. And, you know, what I find, though, is, like, you know, a lot of people, like, our friends, our family, our besties, our not-so-besties, you know, the people that we hang out with occasionally will give us advice. Now, sometimes that advice is good, and sometimes that advice is not good. And that advice could be anything about a marriage, a relationship, the things that you do, what they consider what's best for you, what you should be doing what now, what you shouldn't be doing right now, all the things in the middle, all those situations. And so, you know, a lot of people will give advice. Now, I find it interesting, too, though, how many people will give advice advice but do not take advice. And I also find it interesting, too, how many people give advice that probably might not be needing to give advice because their life or their situation might not be the perfect mirror or situation to be giving advice. And I'm not judging people. I'm just saying that sometimes when people are giving advice, it's offsetting their own situation, offsetting their own problems, instead of actually looking at what they need to be looking at in their own life. And we talked a little bit about that in our last segment, is, you know, the concept between, you know, advice and judgment. And many times when somebody is giving you the wrong advice, it is judgment. And so it's like, you know, you have to really ask, is this judgment, you know, or is this advice? And really ask yourself that question, because if it is judgment, this is not helping you in any way. This is making judgments about your situation that they might not know that much about. Because remember, a relationship, there's a lot of, you know, situations. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, when I was giving the example of the grocery store and the, you know, the woman running over your foot with the cart and then, you know, saying something rude to you and walking away. I mean, many people are going to see that the same, but many people are going to see that situation differently, asking if you provoked them or what was going on or what was said or whatever. There's going to be lots of questions. So there's multiple things, and that's a, you know, a situation that took place in 1 minute. Think about a relationship that lasts over a period of time, and the ups and downs, the struggles, and the situations, and how that works out. These are all things to really think about and things to understand. And so really think about that, you know, and the next time somebody does give you advice that makes you feel bad or makes you feel overwhelmed or makes you feel discouraged or makes you feel judged or make you feel like you wish you hadn't told them, you know, really analyze that experience, see it for what it is, you know, and then really consider, you know, either asking them advice again or consider, you know, just, hey, I appreciate your advice, you know, I'm really working on this with my therapist or my coach, or I'm really processing this right now and letting that go. Because otherwise what I found is that it gets in the way of your progress, it gets in the way of your ability to make changes in the situation, and it gets in the way of you actually being proactive, because now you begin to question yourself on multiple levels, questioning your own self, questioning the validity of things, questioning if you have a problem based on this advice. So things to think about. There's definitely good advice, true advice, and there's definitely wrong advice and, you know, and harmful advice. And that good advice is going to feel safe. You're going to trust where it's coming from. You're going to feel that you are not judged. And you're going to begin to process and come back to them with some other thoughts and ideas. And they're going to be there to listen to you and ask the right questions that are necessary and needed. Check out my website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. You can get more information on me there, as well as scheduling a coaching session there directly online. For more information about topics and situations and subject matters that I cover, just go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and search up Life Coach Ashley Burgess or Ashley Burgess Life Coach, and you can find lots of videos there, probably over 1,000 videos there, and we put up a video once a day on YouTube, so check that out for sure. So AshleyBurgess.com, or check our information out on YouTube. In the meantime, we have a great show coming up for you next week, whether you're listening on the radio or you're listening later on in the podcast version. I hope that you have a wonderful day. And please share this with any family or friends that need to hear this message. And, you know, and if you need to hear this message, maybe listening to this multiple times when you're working out or at work or something, to just really get this information in your head, and also to feel better, to understand that you're doing everything you can to change the situation in the right way and in the right time. Stay tuned. Looking forward to next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time. Appreciate it.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.